That right there was the brand new Catch a Fire track, Circle Back. And with me on the other end of the line is Jordan Bell from Catch a Fire. How's it going, man?
Yeah, what's good, fam? How's it, brother Josh?
Yeah, it's going good. I've been saving it. It came out today and I was like, should I listen to it this morning? I was like, you know what? I'm going to wait and I'm going to listen to it for the first time with the listeners. So it was fantastic. Very, very good.
Choice, man. Awesome. Loving it.
Awesome. So before we get into this new track, I want to circle back a little bit myself to the beginning. Can you remember your first experience listening to reggae music, and what was it like for you?
Yeah, so we were pretty young, obviously, and we got hold of the UB40 red wine track.
Yep.
And, you know, we're pretty much underage to be listening to any kind of red wine or any kind of drinking influence song.
Yeah.
And so we were cranking it away there, and obviously my auntie comes out and she's like, you're too young to be listening to red wine, blah, blah, blah. But we've seen past the red wine, it's all about the music.
Yeah.
But, and so that was one of my first times I'd heard reggae music, and the auntie comes in and tells us we couldn't listen to it, and, you know. Full circle, we're actually in a reggae band.
Yeah. Exactly.
Sorry, auntie, a bit of work.
There's probably kids now that are listening to Catch a Fire music and their aunties coming in and telling them they're too young. Definitely. And for the few out there that might be unfamiliar, I'd be interested to hear, how would you describe the reggae music genre to someone?
Man, you know, it's the genre is really, it's really, these days, it's the spectrum's kind of opened right up.
Mm.
But when you kind of break it down, reggae music is just basically, you know, obviously Jamaicans come up with the genre.
Yeah.
But, you know, as you sort of come down through Europe and down through, you know, the Pacific and that, it kind of gets a different kind of identity.
Mm.
But, you know, it's a break-off of, I don't know if you've heard of it, Mento music. It's like Jamaica's kind of first, I guess, taste of reggae music.
Yeah.
Or where reggae music was taken from. So it's this form of music called Mento. And that was the first kind of popular music that was allowed to be played on radio in Jamaica.
Yeah.
And so it had the early forms of reggae. And so what they'd done was some people kind of took elements of Mento and added their own little bits in. And as time sort of come on, it kind of created its own identity and into reggae music. Now, reggae music, when you translate it, it means king's music. So it was all about... uplifting king's messages and the messages. That's its foundations where it's sort of come from. And then you sort of fast forward, and as the music sort of comes down through Europe and through America and down through the Pacific, it takes a whole other identity. Although the Pacific, we still hold those messages of, like the one love messages and the unity and all the, I guess, the political messages behind it.
Yeah.
We still kind of hold that dear to our hearts, and we kind of relate to it a little bit more, I suppose, with the messages in the music. So, you know, if you're describing the music, the message behind the music, has kind of rung pure as it's come down through to Pacific here.
Yeah.
But when you describe it, it's like a real good feel-good music, you know, that you can put any topic to. And it'll cross any boundary, any age group, any ethnicity.
Mm.
And it's just one of those musics that's just here to stay, man.
Definitely.
And it gets in everywhere.
Definitely. I remember listening to On the Road Again back in my high school days, and it was always a good time. And so Catch a Fire has been kind of around and a staple in New Zealand and in New Zealand music for a while now. What do you think it is about you guys that's given you so much staying power across the years?
Yeah, I think apart from all the good music, I think, we're kind of like the granddaddies, the Komatsus of the reggae scene, you know, so we're kind of like, we're stuck here, you know, it's like having having your grandparents at your Christmas party, you know, your grandparents that are playing up, drinking all the drinks, and, you know, having the most fun.
Yeah,
you know, that's us ever. So, you know, I think partly because we were kind of the first ones out, we've become that stable. And of course, you know, we've sort of concentrated the last sort of 8 years, 10 years, sort of taking, representing New Zealand and Aotearoa overseas in the US and the UK, in Europe. So, you know, I guess in that sense we've become kind of like, stables in the New Zealand music industry and the reggae genre as well.
Definitely. I wish my grandparents were as cool as you guys at our Christmas functions. That would be pretty sick. As you mentioned, you guys have toured overseas. You've been to the UK, US, Europe, several other places. Have you found, like, is the energy, I guess, different when you're playing overseas compared to playing New Zealand, or does the music kind of transcend across those different borders?
Yeah, it definitely transcends, man. We've got, you know, we've got a huge following in the US. And obviously in the UK, there's a lot of Kiwis over there. So, well, there was a lot of Kiwis over there working.
And,
and Europe, I guess, well, they're a big, they're right next to Jamaica as well. So they're a big consumer of reggae music, you know. So it's really just going from one strength to another. We really, just before COVID hit, we've really kind of ramped up our name in all those other territories, the US, UK and Europe. And, you know, we had some plans to go back there this year. Obviously, COVID sort of knocked them off the shelf.
Yeah.
But they're all still screaming out, you know, for us to get over there. But with everything happening over there, there's no big concerts in that, obviously. And,
Of course.
You know, the only way we can reach them is either streaming our live concerts or putting out new music, which we've been doing. So, yeah, man, they're really waiting for us to get back over there, and, you know, all our fans over there just itching to get into this new music and the streaming thing that we're looking at doing over there. So
definitely.
Yeah, definitely transcends over there, man.
Awesome.
Sure.
That's so good to hear. And speaking of new music, obviously you have Circle Back, just came out today. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it? What was the creation like? You know, give us the spiel.
Yeah. So basically, as soon as we come out of the first lockdown, I shot straight into the studio and teamed up with one of my good friends, Caleb Tobias Hapu. And we kind of put our heads together and come up with a few gems and come up with that thing. So the Circle Back song. So it's really about kind of circling back to things you love. Obviously for us, it's music and getting back out on the scene.
Yeah.
But it's really about circling back on anything you love, whether it's your relationship, whether it's, you know, your partner, whether it's your family, whether it's your job you love, or whether it's, you know, just anything you love, just being able to circle back on it and touch back on it again, and, you know, sort of rekindle those feelings and those vibes. But summer vibes, I guess.
Definitely.
Summer love.
Yeah, man. Awesome. And I'm sure, like you mentioned, you guys are itching to get back on the road. Do you have any kind of upcoming tour plans that you can discuss, or is it all kind of you're figuring it out at the moment?
We're all pretty much locked and loaded in for the roadie.
Awesome.
Our roadie tour.
Cool.
So you can catch all those dates on our website. Just jump on our website and have a look. We're going from north right down from Opononi right down to Invercargill.
Cool.
And sort of everywhere in between. So yeah, just check out the dates on our website and see where you can fit in there. And then obviously we're doing all the big Bay Dreams and the One Loves and all those other homegrowns and the Sound Splashes. So we'll be at all your major festivals, as well as catering for everybody sort of in between that can't make those festivals. So yeah, man, we're out and about this summer, fam, so come check us out for sure.
Definitely. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on. It's a real honor and a blessing to get to talk to you this morning. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. I wish you guys all the best. Thank you for giving us so much good music.
Awesome, man. And to all our listeners out there, make sure you stay locked and, stay safe this summer, and we hope to see you at some of our concerts, man.
Definitely. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Beautiful, man. Thank you, guys. Much love.